Hello, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is Love is a Choice, Not an Emotion. This is a very wonderful issue to talk about. Love in itself is a human hunger we all desire. God placed this beautiful desire within all of us. We all have what I call a love tank that needs to be filled at all times and never run on empty. Now, this is not limited to just romantic love, but all types of love that we can experience from our friends, our family, our coworkers, etc. Love in itself is what makes life beautiful and what makes life worth living from my perspective. As I've gotten older, I've learned that for my life, I measure success by how happy I am. And a part of that happiness is for me, of experiencing and sharing love with someone. Being able to appreciate the power and the beauty of love is what gives our lives a sense of balance and a system of existence. Now, what makes love a choice and not an emotion is that God has chosen to love us not based on what we do, but because he made a choice to. If God loved us based on emotion, we all would be in hell right now. God's ability to love us unconditionally despite our faults, despite our shortcomings, is in itself what makes it love. Now, we have several people out there that doesn't have the ability to love unconditionally. Your ability to love unconditionally means that you understand love is a choice, meaning that you love the good and the bad in the individual. People are not going to always do what you like. People are not always going to make you feel good. People are not always going to make you happy. People are going to disappoint you. People are going to let you down. But the people who deserve the love the most are the people who deserve it the least. Some may feel that there is no such thing as unconditional love, but individuals who feel that way are selfish people typically. Now, love is not a euphoric experience. Euphoria is purely emotion. So anytime you're in a relationship and you're experiencing this essence of the cloud nine feeling, this essence of being on a high or euphoria, yeah, that's the in love phase. The in love phase of a relationship is what all relationships pass through, but that is in itself is not love. That relationship is based purely on emotion, or in some cases purely on lust, when you introduce sex into the relationship too early. Now, some people even think that sex and love is the same thing, or they're not. Worse yet, you have people out there that they only tend to feel love or tend to feel wanted and needed is when they have sex, which simply means that person is just dealing with a soul tie, which is another issue we'll address at a later time. Soul ties feel just like love, but it's not love at all. So some of you out there have a soul tie and you think you're loving someone. There is no such thing as falling in love. You grow to love. Falling in love is simply just a clumsy falling into a relationship based on purely emotion. Now, please understand, love is not sex and sex is not love. What someone causes you to feel is not love, nor is love what you make someone else feel. Love is what you give, not what you get. Love is not simply saying, I love you. In fact, I know some of you have said, I love you, and you knew you didn't mean it when it came out of your mouth. Love is not some game that you play until you finally meet the right person. Many people are just addicted to the feeling of love, but they have no idea or concept of what love really is. Now, emotions were given to us by God, as we've talked about before, to give us balance and protect us. But when we continuously live our lives based on the standpoint of not understanding that love is a choice that we make, we're going to always miss out on the love that God has for us. Making a choice to love someone is a very serious matter from a romantic love standpoint. And even when you make the choice to love someone, them being with you or being there forever is never guaranteed. Love in itself is being able to love someone expecting nothing in return. It's not true love until you start loving without expectation. Because when you love with expectation, that means you're loving with conditions, because your love only lasts up until a person stops doing something you desire for them to do. A conditional love can stand the test of time. That's why marriages fail so quickly these days. That's why we have high incidence of children out of wedlock. That's why we have high incidence of STDs. That's why we have high incidence of people having their heart breaking, losing their mind, depression, stress, because they're basing love off of nothing but a feeling. Any man can make you feel good. Any woman can make you feel good. That's why it's dangerous to make the assumption or make the belief that love is a feeling or it's based on how a person makes you feel. Oh yes, but do emotions play into it at all, Quentin? Well, of course they do. But with that comes balance. You can't base every emotion you feel in every situation you get into in a relationship and think because a brother or sister makes you feel well, you automatically are in love because of a feeling. Millions of men can give you that feeling. Millions of women can give you that feeling. So making a decision to love someone based on how they make you feel is very dangerous. And you set yourself up to be manipulated. You take a woman, for example, if she lives on this theory of being moved by her emotions and based on feelings, she opens herself up to be manipulated by womanizing players and pimps. Because men who are like that, they seek out women who knows this information that I'm sharing with you right now. Because they know that women who feel this way are easy targets for what? Sex. Their objective is not to have a serious relationship. Objective is just to conquer, to manipulate, to have her wrapped around his finger, develop control, create a sense of codependency, and control her. But when you live on off emotion and a feeling, you're always going to attract those type of men. And for men who tend to be emotional, they tend to not commit to women because it causes suspicion and it causes fear inside of them. So it's hard for a man to commit when he has that sense of emotional connection. Now, the beauty of understanding the depth of love is that true love will always endure. Love is not a race. It's a marathon. Love is for the long haul. It's not a 100-meter dash, folks. Sadly, some of you treat love as such that you run from it. We live in a world where people are incredibly quick to give up on people. Our true example of love is God, and we should follow it. As I said previously, God's unconditional love for us is the whole essence of why that we're here. The same reason why he sent his son, Jesus, for the remission of our sin to restore fellowship between God and man. Now, the church these days is notorious for operating conditional love, and I know this to be true firsthand. Some people, as long as you're pleasing them and you're doing what they expect or want you to do, they're in your life. But as soon as something goes wrong, they're out. You know why? Various reasons. But the number one reason that happens is selfishness. See, we live in a world where people expect you to accept them as they are, but they want you to be perfect. So once they find that you're not perfect, they're running. Well, you ought to be happy, because you should never even enter into a relationship with someone like that, because you're wasting your time. You're just a pawn in their hand anyway. They're using you, until which point in time they'll drop you. Now, understand that in love and love are not the same things. A lot of you think, oh, I love him, oh, I love her, but I'm not in love with him. Well, that's a very inaccurate statement. That's an oxymoron. You want to love them. You don't want to be in love with them, because in love is signifying emotion. It's signifying that you're in an immature stage of love. It's signifying that you just met a person. It is not love. It's emotion. Relationships that fail to grow beyond the in-love stage usually turn into nothing but sexual escapades and lust between two people who already have low self-esteem and have a codependency factor between each other. They both have low self-esteem, so they depend on each other for their self-esteem. So they continue to remain in these bad relationships to feed into and help themselves feel better about themselves. And Samuel, I think it's chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, 1 through 5, 1 through 6, it's in that area. David told Saul that he loved him as his own life, meaning that he loved him more than he loved himself. When you love someone more than you love yourself, that means that you won't do anything for the person that you love that you won't do for yourself. Let me repeat that. When you truly love someone, you won't do anything for you that you won't do for them. Wow. How powerful is that? It's one more. One of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians 5, verse 28, says that a man should love his wife as he loves himself, as he loves his own flesh. And what that means is, I call that the Ephesians 5 man. And what that means is that as a man of God, to all the brothers out there, as a man of God, your objective and purpose and call of God is to love your wife or your future wife as Christ loved the church. See, the bride of Christ was the church. That was his bride. So as Christ has loved his bride, and as Christ has loved the church, man is supposed to love his wife as he loves himself. Earlier scripture in that same chapter says that a man should love his wife as Christ loved the church. Same concept. Basically, it's just saying that, man, you should really, really, really love your wife and really treat her well. And to really reflect the love of Christ and the love of God all over her at all times. And as we end, I want you all to be encouraged. And if you don't know how to love, pray and ask God to teach you how. And then take action and learn how to. Remember, today is the day to be happy.